This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 9th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel. Jerusalem and Tel Aviv are experiencing mild temperatures, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, a pleasant evening to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, three IDF soldiers were seriously and moderately injured by an explosive drone near the Lebanon border earlier today, according to Walla. Also, Russian-Israeli Yegor Grafov was sentenced to 12 years in Russia for a firebomb attack on an FSB office, reported by Ynet just in. Also this hour. The Jerusalem Post notes that Israel's northern border sees resilience despite ongoing tensions, with local communities resuming life. Separately, JNS reports that protesters in NYC calling for Israel's destruction won't deter the Jewish community, says Danon. And finally, JTA informs us that the man who firebombed a Boulder Israeli hostage march was sentenced to life in prison, with the victim's family speaking of indescribable pain. From X the latest, I24N, EUS English shared earlier today that the New York Times reports on Russia shipping drone components to Iran via the Caspian Sea. Dan Linnaeus highlighted the fascinating history of European maps of the Holy Land, crafted through the lens of the 12 tribes. Al Arabiya English discussed former Trump State Chair Rob Arlett's comments on the pressure facing President Trump to avoid a prolonged war with Iran ahead of the midterm elections. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the explosive drone strike near the Lebanon border, Walla reports that an IDF reservist was seriously injured, along with two others moderately hurt, in the incident today. The attack underscores rising tensions along Israel's northern frontier, impacting regional security dynamics. Turning to the sentencing of Yegor Grafov, Ynet reveals that the 26-year-old faces a 12-year sentence for a firebomb attack on Russia's FSB office. His lawyers argue that he acted under duress and planned to appeal. The case highlights the complexities faced by dual nationals in international conflicts. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post's coverage of Israel's northern border shows signs of life resuming despite threats. This resilience amidst potential conflict provides hope for stability in the area. Separately, JNS reports on protests in New York City calling for Israel's destruction. Danon insists that such demonstrations won't weaken the Jewish community's resolve. The event illustrates the ongoing tensions affecting Jewish communities worldwide. Finally, JTA sheds light on the sentencing of Mohammed Sabri Soliman for the Boulder Israeli hostage march attack. The victim's family shared their deep loss and suffering. This verdict brings a sense of closure to a tragic event that shook the community on the economic front. First, Walla Business reports that Dr. Noam Solomon, a young prodigy, is now leading a startup, Immunai, which is expanding its agreement with AstraZeneca for tens of millions of dollars. Separately, Ynet Business informs us that the dollar has reached a 30-year low as speculation grows around a possible Iran deal hinted by Trump. And finally, Globes highlights unrest among workers as Bank Hapoalim, Discount Bank, and First International implement efficiency measures that curtail bonuses and downsize staff. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.